Okay, so we are now on. We are now in the middle of a story about. They are now in the middle of a discussion about the nafkamina of saying that an egg is finished or not, as we mentioned yesterday, right? And we are in a story. Yehuda Amar Lehu Be'e. The Pachya Leman. Right, so we somebody wanted to buy eggs that were laid by a live bird. They gave him eggs that were taken from a dead bird. Ask Kami to Rabbi Yami, it came in front of Rabbi Yami. Who mechach tolsu? Vehader said this is a mechach tolsu. That wasn't what he asked for. He didn't ask for eggs from a dead bird. He asked for eggs from a live bird, and therefore it must be returned. It was a mechach tolsu. It was a mistaken transaction. Therefore the transaction is reversed. Pshita, that's obvious. Mold same. What would you have thought? Hi lech yilaka bay lehu v'hai dekaran depachim mishum detzerivon. What would you have thought? You would have thought that really when he said that he wanted an egg to be eaten. And when he said that he wanted it to come from a live bird, an egg that was finished, that was ready to be eaten already. And therefore this egg that was taken from a shechted bird would have been fine, because the fact that it was taken from a shechted bird doesn't make it inedible. We learn, therefore, that is not the case. L'may nafka mina? Right, why in fact are they? What is in fact the distinction between these two types of eggs? An egg which is meant to be hatched, an egg which is meant to be eaten? Le mitzvah le bene bene bene. Right. To basically give the difference in money. Kamashmalan. You would have thought that instead of just reversing the transaction in such a case, what we would in fact do is we would return in value in the next. Meaning, there's two questions, right? If you buy an egg that was taken from a live bird, then that egg might in fact hatch into a chicken, and that would be useful. Right? Now, you don't want it for that, you want it for eating, but nevertheless, the egg is worth more by virtue of the fact that it could hatch, right? So, you might say that if you bought an egg which was meant to be from a live bird, it turns out it was from a shechted bird, right? Okay, you don't return it, but what you do is you nevertheless can take back the egg doesn't, the transaction isn't reversed, but you maybe maybe the difference would have had to be paid back. We learned that's not the case, that not even the difference has to be paid back. Right. That the difference does not have to be paid back, rather the entire transaction is reversed. So how am I doing? Be'e de dichra leman. Be'e de dichra leman. Right. So somebody who asked for an egg which were for eggs which were fertilized, meaning they will certainly be they will certainly hatch into chicks if left alone. Right, Yavale be de safna me ara. That's it. And they gave him eggs which were in the ground, which were not able to give birth. Asal came to Rabbi Yami. It's the same again. It came in front of Rabbi Yami. He said to him, "Mekhtolsu vehadar." That it must, this mechatolus is a mistaken transaction, and it must be reversed. A mistaken transaction is always reversed. Pshita, that's obvious. Mold the same. What would you thought? Hai lachi, ka bai lehu vehai dekar v'dichra shuv deshamina tve. You would have thought that maybe he really wants them to be eaten, not to hatch into chicks. And the fact that he asked for them to be fertilized eggs, he thinks they taste better. They have a bit more fat in them. L'may nafkamina, l'may svale, bene bene, kamashmal. In that case, why did he ask for that at all? Because it's still an egg which is inherently worth more, as we just said. Kamashmal, no, it's not just an egg which is inherently worth more, it's really meant for a different purpose. Therefore, we will in fact demand that transaction be revoked. Because the egg that he was given is not useful for what he wanted. Vibaizemo, you could say, my im yetzi yasa nigmara. What does it mean that the egg is finished when it comes out of the chicken? Im yetzias ruba nigmara. Rabbi Yochanan. When most of the egg comes out, then it's considered to be finished. And like what Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like what Rabbi Yochanan said, beitza shiyata ruba me'erev yom tov vechazra, muter v'slachi liba yom tov. An egg which came out of chicken, where most of the egg, but not the entire egg, came out of chicken before yom tov, and then it went back. It'll be permitted to eat that egg on Yom Tov. It won't be part, that won't be part of the zera against eating eggs on Yom that were hatched, that were laid on Yom Tov. Vigdam, and they were both to say, Ma'im yitzias nigmara. What does it mean that it's finished off when it comes out of the chicken? Im yitzias kula nigmara. Im yitzias kula in, avali ruba loy ula apukim nirayachnan. Maybe what it means is the egg is only considered finished when it comes out of chicken entirely. It's come out, that means when it comes out entirely and not when it comes out partially. And it's to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan when it comes out only partially, when most of it comes out and then it goes back into the chicken, it is permitted then to eat it on Yom Tov. Let's continue in the Gemara Gufa. Right? We're returning to a statement that we already said. Hashochit es hatarna golus. Umatza ba beitzim goros. If you shechted a chicken and found in the chicken eggs which are ready to be eaten. Mutaros le'achlan bechalav. You can eat them in milk. Right? Remember we discussed this. It means not fleishig. They're finished. Rabbi Yaakov Amir, im hayu meruros begidin asuros. If they are still mixed up with all these sinews and things that are inside the chicken stomach, they're still mixed up in whatever the gidin are, some sort of stringy things that are in chicken stomach, you cannot eat them in milk. They are fleishig. What's the proof that this is the case? The son or Rabbanas, we have a brisa. Ha'ochel minivlas of tar. If somebody eats from a bird which is inherently kosher, wasn't parent, it shechted improperly. Min hashalal shel beitzim, from the sort of the netting, I suppose, of the eggs. Min ha'tzomis, from the bones. Min ha'gidin, from the sinews. Or min ha'basar shenitzas min chayar, from flesh that was extracted from the animal living, tahor, he's tahor. Right? Eating, the background of this statement is, eating from an avela, an improperly extracted, shechted bird, which was inherently a kosher bird, will make you tahor, tummy. Touching it will not make you tummy, as opposed to an avela of an animal. But eating it will make you tummy the second it enters your throat. Right? In such, it's saying if you eat from these things, including from the shalash or beitzim, you're not considered to be tummy, min ha'eshkol shel beitzim, from an eshkol shel beitzim, it literally means a bunch of beitzim, it'll look like a bunch of grapes, right, from a bunch of eggs, it looks like still looks like a bunch of eggs, min ha'kurkavan, from the kurkavan, which is an internal organ, min ha'bnei ma'ayan, and from another internal organ, oham oshe himcha esachel v'gmai tummy, or that you took the fats, and you started chewing them, tummy, you are tummy. Who taught that it's from the shalal shel beitzim, the shalal of the eggs, that you will in fact be tahar, and that is when they're still mixed up among the stringy things that are in the chicken stomach. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Dilek Rabbi Yaakov, that's not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, Dik Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Im Hayu, it's written Nasuris. Rabbi Yaakov said, if they were mixed up with the stringy things in chicken stomach, then they're still considered to be part of chicken flesh, and they're still fleshy, you cannot eat them with milk. Implying that if they would also be part of the nevela of the Of Tahar. Amar Le Abaye, Mai. Abaye says, maybe that's not the case. Dilma ad kan leikam Rabbi Yaakov asam elein yanisura volein tumalai. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov only thought they were part of the chicken with respect to the Isser, the prohibition of Basar B'chalav, but not with regard to issues of Tuma and Tar. V'chi Seima. And if you were to say, Linyan Tuma Nami Mixer. Right? And if you were to say that we should make a gzeira on these eggs, right? Just like we, for with regard to mentara, just like we made a gzeira on these eggs with regard to batar v'chalav, remember that birds in chalav we tend to assume are only darabanan to begin with, right? So this is obviously a gzeira, this part of the gzeira that a bird is asr. It's asr mi darabanan, not mi daraisa, to eat it with milk. In such a case, right? So maybe you say that they were gozer on the tumah, just they were gozer the Isra Bas Bachalav on birds in general, including this part of these eggs which are still mixed up in the bird's flesh. It says, Apushay Tumahu, that would be increasing the amount of tumah, that would be increasing the instances of tumah. Apushay Tumah, we don't needlessly increase the instances of tumah, meaning sometimes we do create a tumah darabanan. We don't want to. You don't want to create more instances of tumah. Why? Because if you create more instances of tumah, you make more things tummy when they touch them, and then you're going to end up with problems of burning trauma and things like that when you don't need to. So we don't want to create extra cases of trauma if we don't need to. And there are some who say, man, tana, mina, eshkol, shal, beitzim, tummy. And who, there are some people say, who the person who said that if you eat from the eggs when they look like a bunch of grapes, that you are Tamei Amar, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yaakov, that is actually Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar, Minam, Aurus, Begid, Nasurus. Who said that when they're mixed up in the kitchen, they're stringy things, and they are Asur, they're forbidden. Amar, they are forbidden to eat them with Chalav. Amar, Le Abai, Abai, said, In Ba'ede, Eshkol, Mechanach, the Salih, Eshkol. Abai said, how do you know that if you're eating from the Eshkol of Etim, the eggs that look like a bunch of grapes, it means you're eating from the eggs that are hanging from there? Dilma Eshkol Gufa, maybe it means you're eating from the organ that generates the eggs. Vechisei, man, if you were to say Eshkol Gufa, my alameimer, and if you were to say that, why is that even a question? Why do I need to say specifically that part of the chicken's body is considered to be part of the chicken's body, such that if you eat it when it was improperly, when the bird was improperly shechted, you would be tummy? You'll say that it's similar to the kurkuban and the other internal organs, that even though they're part of the chicken's flesh, there are many people who don't want to eat them. Since there are many people who don't want to eat them, you have to say that they're not considered to be something which is not food. So similarly, the eshkol, the thing which generates the eggs, you might have thought is not considered to be food at all, and therefore if you eat it, you are not tummy. We learned that's not the case, and that if you eat it, you are tummy, even though there are many people who don't want to eat it. And therefore, you also need to say that if there are, that since there, even though there are many people who don't want to eat this organ which generates the eggs, if you eat it from a bird improperly slaughtered, you will be tummy. Fine. Tanu Rabban. And we're going to start talking about a new topic now. Braitha. Kolshat shemish b'yom v'la b'yom, kolshat shemish b'layla, nolad b'layla, kolshat shemish b'yom v'layla, nolad b'yom b'yom, uvein b'layla. So, anything which is, any animal which is tashmishay b'yom, any animal which tends to be used during the day will give birth during the day. If it tends to be used during the night, it will give birth during the night. If it doesn't matter, if it can be used any time, then it also can give birth. It can give birth any time. Kol shetashmisha b'yom, zu tarnegolos. Kol she, the one that... So it means when any animal which has sexual relations during the day will tend to give birth during the day. Any animal which has any animal which has sexual relations at night will tend to give birth at night, and any animals which has sexual relations indiscriminately will give birth also indiscriminately. Right. An animal which has sexual relations during the day is a chicken. Any animal which has sexual relations at night and therefore will give birth during the night, that's the ataleif, the deer, I think. Any animal which has sexual relations indiscriminately, Adam the Chaldanami, that's people, right? And anything which is similar to it. Amar Mar, the Bryce said, Kol Shetashmisha Mayam, Nolad Bayam, Zutarnagot. Any animal which has sexual relations during the day will give birth during the day. That's the chicken. The main afkamina, why is this important? This is similar to what Rav Mari, the son of Rav Kana, said, because he said, Badat pekana shatana golin me'er yemtev v'loi matzah beitza, then ula machar hishkin matzah beitza muteres. If you were to stick a reed inside the chicken to check if there were eggs there, and you didn't find any eggs, then the next day, if you were to find an egg, that egg would be permitted to eat. V'haloi badak. So this is incongruous because you checked and you didn't find eggs. Therefore, it should be obvious that the egg came into existence on Yom Tov itself, in which case it is forbidden because it is nolad. Says Eimer, you would say, it means you didn't check well, right? Because we know that chickens produce their eggs only during the day, not during the night. Therefore, if you check it the day before, and then you find an egg the next morning, it can't be developed during the night. It must be developed on a previous day and you didn't find it properly. But if and if you know you correct very well, Eimer, you would say, you'll say, Yatsa Ruba Chazra. Hi, Uched Rabbi Yochanan. You'll say it's a case where it started to come out, mostly came out, and then stopped. And like the case of Rabbi Yochanan, in this such a case, it'll be permitted to eat it. We will assume that it is permitted to eat it on Yom Tov. In Isa, really true. Behind Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul, didn't Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul say Amar Rav in the name of Rav? But at the Kanish of Tarnagolos. Didn't Rav say it in such a case? We were checking inside a chicken, and you were to find, and you were in fact to not find an egg there. And the next day, on Yom Tov, you checked, and you did find an egg. It would be forbidden to eat such an egg on Yom Tov. You would have to leave it until after Yom Tov. Didn't Rav say that? Hasam b'desafna me'ara. That is the case of a special type of chicken, right? Chickens which lay eggs which are unfertilized really can give birth. Sorry, really can lay their eggs at night, right? And therefore, their eggs could really develop at night. And therefore, this is a special type of egg. But in general, chicken eggs really only develop during the day. There are Mari Nami, in that case, in the case of Mari that we already discussed, maybe you'd say that it developed at night and it was simply an egg that was unfertilized. But the Ika Zachar about that nowhere. The case was there is a rooster right next to this egg, chicken, the hen, and therefore we can assume that the rooster slept with the hen. But the Ika Zachar Nami, why are you assuming that the fact that there's a male chicken there, there's a rooster there, means the hen's eggs were fertilized? That's not obvious. And Ravina, Gemiri, Koleka, the Igadakar, Le Safna Merai. Ravina says we have a tradition, any time there is a rooster there, we're not going to assume that there was not fertilization. Ve'ad Kama. So, for how long does the rooster need to be with the hen for us to make the assumption? Amarav Gamda Mishmeda Rav Kolheha Deshama Kale Bimama. Right? If you heard the rooster that day from the place where the hens are, if you heard the rooster that morning, that already means that we can assume they were together. Shkoyach, gentlemen, please God, we'll continue tomorrow.